Erev Rosh Hashanah, I was, I don't know if you guys saw this, it was absolutely beautiful. I was walking into shul, and it was not a single rainbow, it was a double rainbow. It was the most unbelievable thing I've seen in a long time. And right away, you know, I take out my sitter and made the bracha, and then other people were running to get people, and I'm scratching my head because there's a halakha, a little known halakha, that you're not supposed to tell. Right? You're not supposed to tell somebody to see a rainbow. At least maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see as we get to the shir if that's true or not. And I'm scratching my head. And I'm saying to myself, if you're supposed to make a bracha, then why can't you tell anybody? And that's a very surface question. But it was troubling. Like, which one is it? Is it a good thing? Is it, what's the deal? As some famous comedian would say, hello, hello. What's the deal? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it just, you know, are we supposed to like celebrate this idea or not? So, I forgot about the question, like all the questions, and just went on my very own merry way. Then, Ben called me up to give a shiur, and Parshas Noach. From scratch, and I said, what am I going to talk about? So, traditionally, what I like to do whenever I said, no, Ben called me up when we had originally, when you had this thing, and I gave the suggestion of using Varevna, which is one of my favorite firm. I do it at my table every Shabbos, and I throw out this question, everybody yells and screams at each other, but, you know, and it's a lot of fun. So I said, okay, let me come up with a whole other question. So I was going to open up Rebbe, but I said, you know, I have this own question in my head. I said, what's the deal with the rainbow? I said, you know, instead of just having this question, let me actually look it up and see what I can come up with, and maybe I'll have an answer. And I don't really have that great an answer, but I figured we'll talk about it, and maybe by the end of the day, we'll be able to come up with something. So I did a little bit of research on rainbows. What's the deal with rainbows? I've only put down some of the Mepharshim. So I think we'll start a little bit with the Hashgachas behind it, then the Halachas behind it, and then if we can get to that end, I'm not the first one to answer this question. Too easy a question. And hopefully we'll get to some sort of resolution. Okay? So that's the plan. Okay, they took him in Bereishis Perek Tes at the in this week's Parsha. They talk about the story that Kadosh Baruch Hu threw this mabul into the world. They almost came along, so Banov. He's a lame of Anin, and he make him as greasy as Chem, as Darach and Achrechem. I'm going to make this bris with you, and that kol nefesh achaya sheritchem with all of the people who live on this earth, both the him of the chol chayas aret, etc., etc., as for the kol yosei atev, the chol chayas aret, we all know the story. Okay, posting it out. Vashmosi is greasy as Chem, I'm going to establish this bris, this covenant with you. Lo yichas kol basar obi mea mabu, I'm not going to ever destroy the world with water. He didn't say I was going to destroy it any other way. Right? Lo yeh od mabu l'shachis aret, won't be a mabu anymore to destroy the world. It's perfect in base. They're looking, those osabri. This is going to be the sinning. Asher anayosin beini ubeinechem ubein kol nefesh chaya asher somadorasom. This is going to be the sign. This rainbow, keshes, this, which also could be understood as a bow and arrow, some of them in the Persian tell us. As kashti nasasi ba'anan, this rainbow I place in the clouds, vaitalos briti beinu beinaris. It's going to be a covenant between me and the land. Anan is going to be in the clouds. It's going to be here in the clouds. Okay, the Zahar seems greasy. Seems repetitive. It's going to be a bris. So, the rainbow's a bris. But you have to ask yourself first the following question. The rainbow's a bris. And that's what you always learn it in second grade. At least that's when I started learning Chumash. Some people, my kids learn in first grade, I learned in second grade. It's amazing that because we learn in second grade, we do such an injustice in our brains to these parshiyos. Because we think of them in such a superficial way, we always go back to the first memories of it in second grade. That's the way life is. But like, the goal of life is that as you mature, you do Shnayim Mikra every year, and you try to come up with a new insight. So what's the deal with the rainbow? Why is the rainbow selected as... What's that? You're done, right? You shouldn't learn high school. It's like getting the cheat sheet. So the Chizkuni gives another reason as to why the rainbow specifically was chosen, and why the rainbow is symbolic of a covenant between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the world. Notice it's not Klal Yisrael because there is no Klal Yisrael yet. So if you go to the Chizkuni, Pasuk Gimel, the second approach, which is underlined, Davar Acher, which he gives a second shot. The first shot is there's nothing significant about the rainbow, it's just that the king doesn't show himself. He just sends an emissary when he wants to show himself in the rainbow. The emissary, okay, but the second shot is, Ma'adishon is Keshes. Shen he's not only Olam Yosem Yisha'os. Hey, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka select a rainbow? He could have sent a star, something, anything he could have put as a sign. Why was it specific about the rainbow that just served as the reminder? Ella, Lafisha keshes mara eish mara mayim. Mara edo mara yorok. The keshes has red and blue in it. The appearance of fire and the appearance of water. Right? They're not next to each other because it's roi jibiv, but they're both there. Right? The orange and the red, they appear as fire, and then maybe the G and the green and the indigo and the blue together, they appear as water. The apple fisha mara mayim bitsad mara eish, even though the water is right next to the fire, the appearance of the water is right next to the fire. Eno mekavenet ha'esh. It doesn't put out the fire. The water doesn't put out the fire. Tacha keshes oats. So too, just like the water doesn't put out the fire, so too the rainbow is a simon. Shalaya sibu ha'shamim oda olam. So too it's a sign, it's a simon, if you will, that the rain will no longer put out the world. Meaning, it's symbolic. You have fire and water living together, which is not normal, because water puts out fire. So now you have a rainbow. You have water sitting next to each other, right? So you have it, and it's not putting out so too in our lives. The water is never going to put it's never going to be so significant in our world, that's going to destroy the entire world. This is the chizkut. So the rainbow is not merely a random sign as to what's going on, but really it's a full-blown sign as to what exactly is going on. It's supposed to remind us in a very real way that when I look at it, it's kind of like, you know, there are different kinds of reminders. Whether it's still, but sometimes you have just a reminder, random. But like when you have a Super Bowl ring, right? So the Super Bowl ring, it's not just a reminder that you won a championship. It says on it all the details. So now you look back at it, it's right away. There's a significance behind it. So the significance behind it.
Sunset,
no
man. Sunset with the blue sky.
But that happens every day. It should be something that's abnormal, like once in a while.
It could have been anything.
Okay. But the reason why the keshet was formed is for this particular fashion. Let's skip ahead. I put it wrong order just because it was easier for my notes.
So we're thinking keshet didn't exist before this?
It's a shaila. Machlokas. It's a machlokas. Some of the mefarshim talk about that it says in Pasuk, it doesn't say asher nivra, it says asher nafati. Some of the mefarshim say there was a rainbow already. He just took it out now. And now it became a symbol. The Ramban in particular talks about it, and we're going to do the Kli Yakar, who's going to bring both opinions. But we'll do the Kli Yakar after the Shem Shem Kol Hirsh. You skip to the next page and try this out of order. It's just, it was the only way to do it, and I could have done the Shem Shem Kol Hirsh in Hebrew, but I figured since we wrote it in German, we may as well learn it in English. Don't mind if I take off my jacket.
Does that have an introduction?
What?
Does he have to learn the
So he's learning German. No, the Rambam wrote it, the Mishnah Torah in Hebrew, the Mor Dezukhan he wrote in some other language. That's why I only learn, whenever I learn the Mor, I always learn in English. Because he wrote it in Aramaic. I think there are different translations. The one that I don't know. But either way, I'm not learning Rambam. I'm not learning, when I learn the Mishnah Torah, you make Medayakin everywhere. When you learn the Mora, you're just utilizing the ideas that he presents. So you don't have to, it's like when I learned the Derech Hashem, even though he wrote the Derech Hashem in Hebrew, I teach it in English just because that's the skill set I want us to get, you know. But it depends what the skill set. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to shoot short. He says a lot of things. I'm going to just skip around. Because really I want to get to the last thing he says. Because where he talks about what the idea of the Keshet is. In 12, in Pasuk Yedeis, he writes, by page 180, again, it goes in the order, 180 to 181, just that's the way it was in the statement. Sorry, it's like a little backwards. Just as here God did not satisfy with merely proclaiming his word, but dedicated a memorial to his proclamation, so in the whole course of the history, the dying divine government, the well-being of mankind in Israel, he appointed oaths of signs and reminders to the great Kutzer principle. This is the Yisrael throughout. Now, Kutzer Baruch Hu doesn't say something, he puts landmarks. Landmarks concretize the idea. And this is the idea of the rainbow. Now, let's skip ahead. Let's skip ahead to 13, because I want to answer Ben's question here. It's by no means necessary to assume that there had been no rainbow and to place it in connection with the atmosphere changes occurred after the flood. Oh, the whole world changed after the flood. He says, not true. Just as God showed Abraham the Kochavim and said, Kol Yezarecha, and he showed Moshe and Aaron, Achodesh Azelachem, the new moon, it was consecrated as a month of phenomena, which of course had been in existence since the beginning of the world, to be a sign of physical and moral rejuvenation for Israel, as existing seasons and days became memorials and instructional remembrance for Israel. So the rainbow could also have been a well-known phenomenon in the sky. It always existed, he says, rainbow, but now became designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a sign of his bliss with man in the world. The Nasati, the word Nasati, can therefore quite literally be my bow. I have long placed it in the clouds. Henceforth will serve as a sign of the covenant between me. So the rainbow was always there. He didn't create it for this moment, but rather he said, look at the Keshis now. This is going to be the sign.
It had no purpose.
Before that.
It was created with no purpose.
Oh, unless you say no. But Baruch Hu created the world knowing that this was going to happen and knowing he's going to need a sign. They don't have to say that.
That's the culture.
No. That's a different question maybe for a different year. Right. Just because the Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen and plans in advance doesn't mean we don't appreciate it. Yeah, tshuva. So we knew we were going to sin?
That's Tov Ma'od.
Right? No, 100%.
In
stone before, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, what's the deal with the rainbow? What is it so famous? So he's going to stay here a little bit complicated. I'm going to try my best to, I don't want to read so much inside, but I think over Shabbos, if you want to read, this is a nice stickle to read. So, let's skip ahead. He quotes first that the rainbow, you know, from the dancer. Its appearance is that of an arc joining the earth to heaven. You look at a rainbow. It joins together Shemayim va'aretz. Accordingly, a bond between heaven and earth. Now, skip ahead. So right away, the first thing he says about a rainbow is that it connects Shemayim va'aretz. That's significance number one. Skip to the third to the last line. I don't know when science picked up on this. And I don't understand the science. If there's somebody here who knows more science than me, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to pretend to know science. For is the rainbow anything else but the one pure, complete ray of light broken up into 7 degrees of 7 colors. Funny how we spell colors, right? Anyway, from the red rays nearest to the light to the violet, most, flipping over now to the next page, on the right side, most distance of the light losing itself into the darkness. And from the one to the other, they are not all rays of light, and combined all together, do they not form one complete white ray? So really, what the rainbow is one color, it's just, it appears as 7 different colors.
Does that happen when you put white light in the prism?
Does that happen when you put white, I don't know.
If you put light into a prism,
the moisture in the air, the droplets slow down, like a prism slows down the light, so you're able to actually see the spectrum.
So there's something about fractions, refraction.
But it actually breaks up, it slows down the water.
I understand what you're saying, but I wish I really understood.
I don't know why you don't have that. Every rainstorm, but I guess the angle of the sun on the
It has to do exactly when the clouds are leaving and the appearance of the rainbow through the clouds. I read a little bit on this beforehand. I got here. I read Wikipedia about rainbows, and I didn't really understand it, to be perfectly honest. I don't know why. It's like I have a mental block of science. It could be because of my 6th grade teacher. Anyway. Okay, let's see. So it says, now, but here comes the key part. Because it's not meant to say the whole manifold variety of all living creatures. From the most alive, Adam is the red one. Meaning, the different colors symbolize different types of people. Man nearest to the godly, down to the lowest, humblest form of life, the humblest worm, all nefesh chayav b'chol basher, and above all, the whole variety of shades of which henceforth the purely human would show itself in the race of mankind, from the bright, highly intellectual people to those to whom, to the human, the spiritual, and the crown of glory. Let me sum that up. The rainbow symbolizes all the different people in the world. Right? There are many different colors. Red being the shine. That's a whole different shir about red. Why red? Right, that's why who says your blood is redder than his? That's, you know, because red is... Who says your blood is redder than mine? That's the term red is used because that symbolizes the most colorful of all creatures. But the colors represent different people. So here it is. What happened at the time of Noah? There was such a lack of breakdown in terms of people paying attention to other people. It was a breakdown in really Benadam Chaveru. As opposed to Mizal Bavol, yeah, where people didn't pay attention to anybody else's colors. Everybody's different, we know that. But everybody has to have the same goal, which is what? To combine Shemayim v'aretz. So we forget that. And that's why the Mabul happens. A rainbow comes. What's the point of a rainbow? There are many different kinds of people, but everybody has to have the same goal, which is what? To combine Shemayim v'aretz. have this connection that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to give us. Everybody, whether you're, it doesn't matter who you are. Yeah, there are people who are brighter, who are redder, and not as intelligent, who are on the other opposite end of the spectrum. I never realized that term until right now. Wow, it's interesting. And, but the goal of everybody, in each of the seven different colors, is to try to combine Shemayim V'aretz in their own unique way. And we forget that. So the rainbow's there as a reminder, oh, those are left to Shemayim. My objective here is not to stay here, but my objective here is to combine Shemayim V'aretz. This is the beautiful idea that Rosh Hashanah Saul Hirsch is trying to say that thing. Okay, so that's another idea of the rainbow. Turning back to the Kli Yoker. Oh, very good. And then the Dafka, the rainbow, is bending. Very beautiful, yeah. Right? I thought you were going to say that the mezuzah is on an angle because there was a fight. Should it be this way? Should it be that way? Shalom Bayis is on its own. But I like the idea of bending. Do you know the angle bending? Is that the thing?
No.
I don't want to take away from the share book, of course. Kli Yoker. Kli Yoker says the following. So we have two answers as to why the rainbow specifically was given as the oath. We have the Kiskuni and the Rishim Shofar Hirsch. The Ramban has a long Arishim side, I didn't bring it down, but the Kli Yoker says asks the following question. By the underlying part. But the Indian Hakeshis, Rabbo Hadeos, Benistaf Gubom the Farshim, there's a lot of different doubts in the world. Shlom Bechain Rabin, Kilafum Yitamash Vashakeshis Mishade Shasa. It appears that the rainbow appeared for the first time on the scene after the Mabul. Umar al Abriot, and it was teaching us about the new covenant of humanity. Ashakarit Hashem in Kol Chai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established with everybody. Right? Ve'enenu haro'o shakeshet dover tivi, but our eyes appear that the rainbow is natural. Noed min Hashemesh, that comes out of the sun. Kishetaka be'ever alach, when it mixed together with the moisture. But the Abravanel here is shagam kodim zayah keshet. But the Abravanel says, no! It wasn't created before. It wasn't created, that's why after the Mabul was created from the time of creation. Yotim and Yisusei HaShemesh Achshaloi Anir El-Briyotah. It just didn't manifest itself prior. So we have Machlokas. Was this the first time the rainbow was created, or was it already created, just nobody had seen it prior? And then he brings a lot of stuff. One of the things he says that I want you to stand up just to the outside is that a famous Chazal, that at the time of Shemba Yachai, they never saw a rainbow. It was not seen. Why not? Because when you have, what's the point of a rainbow? What's the point of a rainbow? They were in a cave, right? Oh, not good. Why is there a rainbow? Because he was in time. No, but it doesn't say that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai never saw it. It says at the time of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So they saw burning, you know, so people getting burned through us. If you look at the last verse, you gave Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Levi, lo nira hakeshes. What, the air turned back to the way it was? This is like, it's not like Shah. The color of Allah Loma, the second paragraph there. The head of itself exists. The Shamu should be near Hasidim Eilonir Akeshes. That at those times they never saw a rainbow. The Loma surely Akeshes called. Not that there wasn't Akeshes, Elevade Akeshes. There always was a rainbow. The Lonir, but it wasn't seen. Why? Lefi Shabriot Lo Yuchokrim Achros. People didn't go searching after the rainbow. They didn't try to see it. I mean, what's the point of the rainbow? We're not going to get killed. People didn't search after that. Al-Kain Lodir, therefore, wasn't seen. He called Dor Vador, Shir Girim, Menaprionios, because every generation, when they were scared from punishment, Meraz Yosheba, Kisar Silam, Velo Hayu, Bedor Tzadikim, Shiagimalai. Sometimes they're scared of punishment, but they didn't have a tzadik to protect them. But Osan, turning over to the next phase, Zohar, those generations, when they never decided to protect them, they had to look for the keshes to make sure that they were being protected. They would stare after it. If they didn't change back to the way they acted before the Mabul, the Talmud would name the suicide laws there. To make sure that there would be no punishment in this world. But these chassidim, Rishim b'Yochai, Rishim b'Levi, Rishim b'Aginim al b'nei dorim, that these to protect their generations. Hashikol Abriyot say, Yismuchin al kocham. Everybody is relied on those individuals. Shalchidim elu, Shalchut b'Yavud lahem, Lahagim b'Adam. Okay, lo yisrichem l'stav k'ar keshes. They have to look at the keshes. No keshes. Before Noach, they didn't need the keshes. After Noach, they needed the keshes. The whole point of the keshes is that at a time of people, not doing the proper thing, they needed that side of the Kesef to remind themselves, oh, even though we're not so good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. The generation of Shimba Yochai, they didn't need such a thing. Why? They had a Shimba Yochai! Not because he was okay. So you see something very important. The Ramban says the word Kesef comes to the word harsh. Kash. Harsh. Because really it's a sign that really deserves to die. There's a shtickle of Midas HaDin in the Kesef, that the Kesef is saying that because of the bris that was done all the way back at the time of the Mabul, I'm going to save you. But I'll Midas HaDin, you should pay the piper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I always say, you always get on, I'll never forget. My mother was, my father and mother, we traveled to Eretz Yisrael in 1988. Back then there was something called a Walkman. And my mother was very, very nervous. My father was listening to a particular band. But anyway, he was sitting there, my mother was in the window, and I sat in the aisle behind him. And all of a sudden comes an old woman walking down the aisle. And my father, who grew up on the Lower East Side, goes, "Hey, isn't that Reverend Feinstein?" And since he's wearing the headphones, so all of a sudden the woman says, "Yes, this is Reverend Feinstein." There's a little bit of bullshit, but there's a lot of feeling safe. But, you know, I'm playing with Reverend Feinstein, much as life, because so that's one of those stories in our homes that we like to tell. More of a story is in 1988, be careful when you're wearing headphones. Walkman, you know, you have those tapes. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Okay, anyway, so this was just some of our stuff that's behind the rainbow. Hopefully this could shed some light on our ultimate question. Okay. Let's turn now to page 5. Moving along right away. Here's the bracha on a rainbow. What's the source of this? It's a Beteish Gemara in Brachos. Isn't that funny? The source of a bracha comes in the Gemara in Brachos. Nun Testament Aleph. It says page 3. I don't know why page 1 is not paginated, but whatever. And the reason why the other one's not paginated is I stuck it in the middle, and page 5 is an empty paper. Whatever. I did this with the last one. Yeah, I did. Okay, I'm not going to make it to publishing world.
It's clearer than my mom's though.
Okay. The Amar Rebbe Lazandri, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Haroa, it's interesting. I just realized right now that Yeshua ben Levi is the author of the statement who never saw a rainbow in his generation. Okay, just... That came to my head now. I don't know what to do with that. If you want to put some of that somewhere. How big is it? Haro. One who sees as a keshes b'anan. If you see the rainbow in the clouds, not the rainbow you'll see in the... Sometimes you very often see rainbows in like lakes and ponds, and, right? You need to get down on your hands and feet. You need to fall on your face. And that marks, it says in Ezekiel, when you see the vision of the rainbow in the clouds, you see it and you fall on your face. They wrenched him out, they cursed him out in the west, in the Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mishum Zenechri, Kinan, Zesagit Lakash. It looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow. I don't know why they just don't sail anywhere afterwards like we don't get a little on it, but okay. You prostrate, it looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow. Aval, but, beruche vade mevarech. For certain you make a broche. My mevarech, what broche do you make? Baruch zocher habris. Baruch zocher habris. That you remember the bris. The masiz done of Yishol v'nosh of Yochanan mevrokomer. Ne'eman bebrito v'kayim b'mamo. He is believed in his bris and he sustains what he has said. Amra papa, just like we do by Birch Bukhara, Hilchot, Nimrenu l'shavayim. Therefore you say both. Baruch zocher habris v'ne'eman bebrito v'kayim b'mamo.
It always works the most in the midst of brachas.
Brachas B? And these are the brachas you should memorize. I'll tell you why this you should memorize more than benching. Because you don't have a sitter on, although today you have an app. But this is before phones. Brachas B, can you imagine you go to brachas B? The guy says, here, say, oh, this, you hang on your phone. You know, like, come on. I mean, I always think, what are you going to do on Shabbat?
That's why
you
still watch it.
Hmm?
That's why
you Shabbat. I got to get a watch, yeah. Shulchan Aruch asking, by Birchas HaPeiros, Reish Chaf Tes, Fifth, Aleph. Hello, I can't just want to see the rainbow. Omer Brocha to Hashem, or Kenu Melech HaOlam. Zocher Abrit. Nehme Mabrito, the kind of a moral. Then, Vastilis. But he also gives a little bit of a qualification. Vastilis was Dr. Bobi Yosher. But don't spend too much time staring at it. Oh, we're going to get there. Good question. What?
It makes you want to look more.
It does want to look more. it's an oxymoron going on. That's really got me started. Mishnah Berurah Sifka, that explains the bracha bebrisa with the lemar sheloya avrenu. He's never going to pass it over. Apalpi sherabu rishayim v'kayim b'maro. Even though there's plenty of rishayim in the belt, v'kayim b'maro, afilo yo habris, kevin she'amar b'dibur ba'alma. And it's not because of the rainbow, because he said it. V'loya od mabu l'shachas ariz baruhu she'kayim b'sklar, he's going to sustain his words. That's what it means when we say the words. If you go through the whole thing, Shloi Yavena, Av Bishar Rabu Rishon, Dekayim Bamaro, what does that mean? Afi Ruah Yah Abrit, Kevin Samar Bidibo, Bahamu, since he said it, there's no longer going to be a model. Okay, so far so good. You make a bracha, rainbow is great, because bracha wants to destroy the world, he saves it. But, comes along the Chai Yodom and says, Haro Akesha, Oh, my bracha, Tesha, Mokin, 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 so far so good. I still went to the table that I forgot the name. We weren't the only ones to forget the name. Chayel forgot the name. Don't tell your friend there's a rainbow. Because you're not supposed to tell people about bad things. Mr. Brew brings us all rock. Don't tell your friends about it from the most evil. So the Mr. Brew brings down the rock of the Chayel.
Is this like we're making a bracha on a bad thing then, correct?
What's going on?
Right.
I don't know.
Don't we do that when someone dies as well?
So if you look at the next, oh yes! Or you should like a Bible once again. Yeah, that's 2003. Misha Reis Lo Meis, the Lone Nozolo. Look at the Shulchan Aruch the other day. Misha Reis Lo Meis, the Lone Nozolo, Eino Chayiv, Eino Chova, Shiyomlo. You don't have an obligation to tell him. Exactly what you just said.
I didn't look ahead of him.
I sent the Rishraga Bible to Mamma Kong. Rafiul Bhagavish is not like that, like a single meter and text him all day. Rafiul Bhagavim. The Alden Emma, and Amisha says, Moshi Diva Huxil. One who speaks bad, he's a fool. And even your father dies, you don't want to tell the guy his father died. What do I mean? He'll sue the Pharisee and he's suing the cult. You can invite the guy to the concert. You know his father died. Don't tell him. Invite him to your wedding. Came to share their view, but there's one little kinesha in show her love. Yes, in the shaker, don't write in below Marachai. Shirema Bidavichik, Shirkuk, which is interesting. This halacha Bidavichik, Shirkuk is so infrequently found, but that's not for today's issue. Okay. Comes along with the Ramon, he qualifies the Mikovakom, Banan, Chalim, Negulon. He was committed to tell the boys, today's show Makash. But the girls, they don't say Kaddish if you don't tell them. So you see this halacha of not telling people for a bad thing, we don't tell them. But what's so bad about rainbow?
Like the moon.
It's Kliyoka. Is that what? You know, a circle up. Do you want to say like the Kliyoka?
Come on.
So far.
Anything that fits in to white stuff.
Does this all only apply to rainbows in the sky? I don't think Mars does.
I think so. I think so. That's the one you can't mention.
Right.
So Ben wants to suggest the Kliyoka. There's really a short course of it about the rainbow. If you turn to the next page. Let's begin with Rashi. Rashi on the puppet.
You find
the
Chayyot in
the
picture?
What's that?
You find
the Chayyot? No. If the Chayyot, no, I'm not going to know. But back then, there weren't so many sparks. Like in answer, the publishers came out. You know, for us, it's just... Okay, so let's see some stuff. Rashi HaKadosh. Kishatala v'machshava l'fanai l'havi choshech l'avdil l'olam. So Rashi right away says that the bris was found in the clouds, and he's recalling to us that really the reason for the kashas is because the Kaddish Baruch wanted to destroy the world. So when I look at the rainbow, not only remembering that the Kaddish Baruch will not destroy the world, I'm also remembering that the Kaddish Baruch wanted to destroy the world. That's not the great thing. Well, let's see, there's really a Gemara that says this. Gemara is Chagiga Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara Chagiga Daf Chagiga says the following: Kol Shalom Chasal Kvod Kono, whoever is not concerned about the covenant of the Bnei Shalom. Roilo Shalom Bali Olam. It's good that he should have never been created. Mahi was that. Rebbe Abba Omer Zeh Mistakel Bekeshes. This is a guy who stares at the rainbow. Better, he should not have, he was not concerned about the Rebbe Shalom. Should have been created. Who's that? A guy who stares at a rainbow. That's somebody who violates an Avera privately. Mistakel Bekeshes, the Chsiv, Kimarak, quote the passage we learned earlier. Ezekiel. Chapter 1, Yechezkel Perek Aleph, Kemara Keshet Asher Yeh Ba'anan, B'yom HaKeshen Kemara Hanog Yatsavivhu, Kemara Dmuz Kvod Hashem, he's also looking at, he looks at the rainbow, Kiva, he's looking at the vision of a Kaddish Baruch. So what's so bad about the rainbow? We're looking at the, it's so bad that he's not chas, he's not concerned with the covet, with the respect of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's a very severe thing. I like rainbows. They're pretty. Double rainbow. I dare you to Google that. There's some crazy YouTube video with some crazy guy. I think Bill Simmons made it famous a long time ago. Anyways, so the Tosfos Reed explains this Gemara. Take a look at the Tosfos Reed. Dechti Gemara catches the Gomen. Perish. Lo inyan zihiru so ne'ama. Not because of our concern. Not because of the shine, sorry. Shane's that covered. Klape lamala. Ella, here we go. Kamosha in Adam Yoko Lakavin Mara Hakashis. A person cannot look at the rainbow and fully comprehend it, just like me who tried to read all about it today, couldn't understand the thing. Mao Shibamakom, Shaniralo, Adam, Niralo, Yark, whatever his place is, red it appears green it appears red. The whole medium Mars, the Ain Yoko Lakavin Bo Mara Bar, you can't see a clear vision. Kach Mara Hashkina, Ainan Yakon Lakavin, the viewer of Mahu. Look at the rainbow, you're looking at it, you don't really know what you're looking at. You see a lot of different colors, but you really don't get it. Dust is looking at a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You look at a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but you don't really know what you look at. You try to figure them out? Today in Machshava class, I was teaching Ashifa Derech Hashem. So, I've learned Roman numeral 1, Perek Aleph, Chelek Aleph, about 1,000 times. I don't understand it. You know, the 6 different interpretations. There's a new website called Hashem.com. I recommend it. He goes through the various proofs for a Kaddish Baruch Hu with physics. I don't understand it. We're trying our best, but really we're not going to fully grasp. It's a thread, a good cop. I said to 6 guys, I said, you're in charge of Roman numeral. You're in charge of number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody reports to me after. So I hope they can figure it out. That was so much. Anyway, so the idea is we can look at a rainbow and not fully comprehend what we're looking at. Similarly, I look at a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I don't know what I'm looking at. But that's, so the Gemara Chassid is telling me, if I stare at the rainbow, meaning if I try to figure it out, I'm trying to figure out the unfigureoutable. Is that a word? No. Something that I can't really figure out. So too, unfathomable, incomprehensible. I'm staring at it. That's not possible. So too, the Tosfos Reed is saying that's what staring at a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, I can't mistakel bo, because it's taking away from the cover of Kaddish Baruch Hu, because it really is a halig of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is pointing out the pieces of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that I can't fully understand. It's a similar concept where you can't stare at things that are incomprehensible, or like that the Shekhinah resides in. What's the most famous one of all of them? Women, well, women you can for dating, but women you're not supposed to tackle. But okay, who? All right, you're not supposed to stare because same thing that your anus is going to get colors, they're going to get weaker. Because that's where the kavod hashkina comes in. So the relationship between the rainbow and the kavod hashkina. The Beis Yosef brings this down. Also, it's tackable, but you can't stare at the rainbow. The hurricane torsion. Kolchi and the chas was plakonum. Mighty, he quotes our gemara. And then later on it says if you stare at a rainbow, your eyes are going to get weak. And the first rabbeinu, the low mitzvah elazakulus taka boharbe. You're right. It's not offered to look at a rainbow. It's offered to stare at a rainbow. A couple of halachos like this in the Taras Mishpat. The same, Kasar Rabbeinu Abu Zraham, the Zelah Shon, Nishal Arosh. Eich mustakul bekashas tishim in Varachim. Now we got a problem. Oh, one day there's a bracha to make on a rainbow. Again, telling a friend, I have to make a bracha. How can I make a bracha on a rainbow if I can't look at it? The cause not my cause, it's the cause of the rush. Varmin mishtakel b'kesef in a cause. Rosh is named mishtakel k'roen. Mishtakel of staring is problematic. Looking is okay. You have mishtakel most of them with dactic. You're sitting there and you're quarrying, ooh, this is this. Yosef Me'arov, often, to stare and to try to figure out, that's often. So look, it's okay. So this is the thing of the Beis Yosef. It's quite nice there. Mishnah Berurah says, "Vasu l'sakel v'sakel v'yosef ain't of kol el rov mevarach." But I still don't understand the following. So what's the problem with telling my friend? So now, comes out like this, right? I'm not allowed. We know that I'm supposed to make a bracha when I see a rainbow because the Kaddish Baruch Hu kept his word, and I'm always going to keep my word. It's great to celebrate the Kaddish Baruch Hu. On the other hand, I can't share in it because staring at itself, as Rid says, is what? That's Gilu. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to figure out who a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. I can't do that. I can't stare at things that, to be awful, are like the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kohanim's fingers, etc. Women. What's your narrative? That's more than shit. Okay, don't believe that alone. You can't understand them, and you can't stop them either. So, well, why should I tell my friend? Tell them. Just tell them. What's the problem? And nobody, as far as I know, gives a great reason. They touch on it. So I thought that some people, because I was talking to Rabbi Cohen and Yeshiva about this, but I was asking a whole bunch of people, what do you got on this? I'm just going to be talking about this. So the best comparison I can have is that this bracha could be comparable to is maybe perhaps Birkas HaGomer. No, because Kiddush Levana, I point out to my friend, look, there's the moon. Why am I pointing out Birkas HaGomer? Because what? You can't point out the moon or something? But you can point out the moon to make a bracha. I think you can say it. I think you can do it. As a matter of fact, there's always a guy who announces it. There's a guy in school who says Bilbo Levana tonight.
I have seen where he's at. I don't remember.
Yeah?
The Google was, I don't know.
Right, you take your phone, we're not in class, I wouldn't take away your phone. That's my big job in school, I'm always taking away that phone. So, like, what's benching goal? You know, God forbid, yes, bench goal. I mean, today we all bench goal, we fly international, no big deal. But I was really bench goal, right? There's faith in it and benching goal. There's benching goal, you know, you fly international, and there's benching goal when you're hit head on 70 miles an hour. Right, there's two different zin in benching goal. Now, when you bench Gomel, you're not supposed to F to hit somebody head on at 70 miles an hour and then be safe. But when that happens, you bench Gomel. You see, the idea of the rainbow is, but as Baruch Hu said, he wanted to destroy the world. Go back to that Rashi. This is my, you know, Hashem Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world. But because, and that Midas HaDin, we deserve to be destroyed. So now all of a sudden, Al Tmidas Alachim of Chadim Baruch, we have Lachim on us and he saved us. So make a bracha that he saved us. But I don't want to be put in that position. I would be reminded about the times that Baruch wanted to destroy the world. Yeah, that he saved us, Givaldi. So I got trouble. You know what I'm saying? Go back to that Rashi. When I see a rainbow, it reminds me not only that Chadim Baruch saved the world, the promise is he's going to keep his word, and that's why I make a bracha if I happen to see it. But also reminds me that Chadim Baruch wanted to destroy the world. At the time of Shem Yochai, there was no reason to put up a rainbow. Why not? Because Rav Shimon Yochai could have protected us. We had enough good, and we didn't need the rainbow. We didn't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu's promise. So it could be, that's the only reason why you can't tell your friend, is because it all not only reminds us of the good times, but it reminds us of the bad times. You bench go, you have no choice. It happened already. We were already put in that situation. So, just a thought. Yeah, what do you
mean? The scenario, 426, says that you should not stare at the moon on the
fair. Stare. Okay. But what about telling the friend?
And
no staring.
What are you saying, like, with Piyaka? Meaning, Piyaka is saying that it's a lack of a moon. So you're worried that Hashem is not, isn't there no one to protect
you? I shouldn't be searching it out.
You shouldn't go to know.
By the way, I think that's correct.
I have a lack of faith, but now me, you don't have this. You don't see the rainbow. You don't have this lack of a moon that we need to be protected.
I like that.
So I go to you and I say, look, and then you say, now you think I'm...
You're bringing my lack of a moon.
I'm saying you have
left someone off right there. I like it. I think it's good. I think you can say that. Again, I don't have a great answer. I think that's probably better than mine. I'll share with you one thing. It's not a bracha that you're mechuyev to make. In other words, I'll give you another example. Back
you,
to
can, you can look at it and not make a bracha.
No, I don't know that. You can't do that. You're not obligated to search out a rainbow to make a bracha. Like, for example, if I ever was back in Exit 23 in Wyoming, I have an obligation to make a bracha of Shal Tanisim B'Makom Zeh. But I don't have to, I asked can't ask you this question. I don't have to go back in order to make the bracha. No. So it's a similar concept. You don't have the obligation to search out. So it's not like it's a chiyuv to go searching for rainbows to make a bracha.
Funny because you're searching it out like the people before the mantra, they weren't searching it out.
Oh, they don't want to get stuck in it, right? So, you know, so we say about Yisurin. Lohain. So, you know, we say we don't want you, sir. Even though we know that we can kona olam haba for you, sir, we don't want them. So, hey, you know?
I remember when we were in Shiva, we had this whole matter of configuring afterlife, that reality was real, was there art, was less life, or life was less art, and afterlife has this whole thing where he said that life was less art. He said that the people didn't see the fog in some city until it was painted in the sand, in some painting. I had no idea what I was talking about, but this is what it's saying, that people
went to the
book for it.
So it's there, right.
You're not looking for it, you don't see it.
Yep. It was there the whole time, but should we be searching out for it? That's why it goes, no, we should not be searching out, which is what the Tzuyaka said, which you're saying, it's there the whole time, should we be searching out? No, we should do other, we shouldn't be selling this on the rainbow, we should sell this on our good deeds. Okay, now everybody agrees with this, y'all quote this thing. You're starting, anybody starting here? So go tell your friends. I found this on a website. I just don't remember. I found this Yalkut Yosef. I did a Google search. Why can't you tell your friends? It sent me to a site called Echad Yodeh. Phenomenal site to get all kinds of reasons. And that just, you know, I went back to the primary source of this. But I found this, I don't remember, it's a Keshet. Hamidik Poshet Po, the Chomishra Keshet Omele Chavero. Omele Chavero Levarech Alzeh. He says, it's Poshet, you have to tell your friends. The Bokhah, why not make it? Mashkaz Rechav Chayim, Simon Reish Chav Tesso Sal, Tashem Ha'avamina, Ha'achayim, De'in Lahagid Lechavero, She'esh Keshet, Mishlo Mosi Diva. Aye, you want to tell somebody, you want to tell somebody because it's proud of Mosi Diva. Lan Yudaisi, Eino Nir. He said to me, I don't believe it. Dada Rabba Anachnu, Anachnu, should say Smechim, not Shemesim. It's a big difference. Anachnu Smechim, V'nosim Toda Ubracha L'Hashem, Asher Bechasto, Paris HaBris HaZot. We're so thrilled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this deal with us. So, Sardin, we are able to tell the friends, because it's a good thing, which takes away the whole question.
Yeah, that's what
she
talked
about.
How do you feel like
Brachas
are a big
plus,
right?
I think everybody likes Brachas. Sardin, more into
Brachas. I think Sardin makes Brachas that true.
Right, it could be. Yeah. But maybe, that could be if she could.
Food.
Yeah.
Food. You don't eat it, then she got to eat kind of something.
Right. So you can make bracha, yeah. Okay, the last thing we're going to do is this marsha. A little more shy out here, but whatever. We don't forget that. The marsha says, V'kamer de Messiah. So if you go to the Chidush HaGadus in the Gemara Bracha, he explains the bracha. The Brit of the Hainu, Shea the Akeshah, Zohar Abris, Benyamin Hu, La'atos King. Shalav Imam Bulolim. He's never going to bring another flood into the world. L'fish Ein Kol Chadash. Lo Nivra Akeshah, Hashta, Luskor Abris, Kamar, Shukai B'maro, Shefar Nivra B'maimer. What does it mean, Shekaya de Mamaro? Kayim is sustained with his mimer. The mimer is the creation of life, Veracious. Really, the Keshis was alive from the time of the memorial. If you made a Veracious, Kamosh Shishini, the Basar Dvarim, Shinivru Barat Shah. It's like Asher pointed out earlier, there were 10 things that were created. I just thought it was a very beautiful mashal. The reason why it says Kayim de Mamaro is because it created it before the world. Meaning, there's a famous principle that we see many, many times in the world. There's Masim, the Refua, before the Makim. Because Baruch Hu sees the world and understands what the needs are. He created a perfect world. We just messed it up. And the Keshet symbolizes this, that we say in the bracha, Shekayim v'mamaro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the Keshet even prior to the world being there, because he wanted everything to be perfect. And he knew that we were going to mess up, and he already had the remedy before that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always 14 steps ahead of us. So when we say the word Shekayim v'mamaro, when we see that remedy, we should always have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew we were going to mess up, but he gave us a soft landing. And that was the din of the rainbow. Okay, thank you very much for enabling me to teach Torah tonight. It's a big school for me. Thank you for all your good questions.
What was your question when you didn't answer?
Why is it that you make a bracha and you can't tell your friends? We have two mahalchim. I like Ben's more than mine, frankly, but you mentioned Gomel approach is not, is it not bad? It's just, I'm not.
Isn't the Ben's Gomel, I can't go to you and say, I'm usually to tell you the Ben's Gomel.
No, you can do that. I'm not going to put you in a car that's going to go 70 miles an hour and hit somebody head on in order for you to bench from it. We'll go to jail, right. I don't want you to commit a crime and bench from it.
Well, you bought me a ticket. I'd be okay with that. Here's
That's a same dinner and bench you go.
What's up, Jill? I wouldn't object to that.
Interesting to create a phenomenon that people should look at, like go through all that to make such a rainbow and then say, don't look at it really.
Don't stock him. You ought to look. Yeah. And you would say it's one of the appreciations, like the Grand Canyon. So you ought to look at it. You would say there's one of the wonders. But that's the thing. It's not really a tangible item. It's something. We don't know exactly what it is. It's just, it's not real. And it's even crazy because it's not real. It's just an image.
Yeah.